The ancient tenebrae service, from which this service is derived, dates back to the early years of the church, coming from the Latin word meaning shadows. Tenebrae depicts, through the extinguishing of candles and the dimming of the sanctuary light, the flight of the disciples and the approaching crucifixion. It is interesting to note the numerous examples of the elements of both human nature and weakness that occur in these scriptures. Consider the betrayal by Judas for a few coins, the failure of the disciples to stay awake while Jesus prayed in the garden, Peter's loss of temper in striking the priest's servant with his sword, Peter's subsequent denial of knowing Jesus, the jealousy of the high priests that caused them to take action against Jesus in the first place, Pilate's lack of courage to stand up for a man who felt was innocent, and finally, the very human desire of Jesus himself to escape the crucifixion. Even today, is it not our own human weakness that causes us to betray, deny, convict, and crucify Christ? In effect, if not in fact, this tenebrae service offers us an opportunity to recognize these elements of human weakness in our own relationship with Christ, thus helping us to better understand his final hours and his sacrifice for us and our salvation. The text and music are designed to draw us into the action and events that led to the actual crucifixion and to relate them to our own lives. The betrayal. Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand you over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with 12, and while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him, one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." He answered, "You have said so."